Lawyers for former President Donald Trump and the Justice Department appear in a federal courtroom today.
It might be the last hearing before the November election in a case that accuses Trump of interfering with the peaceful transfer of power back in 2021. Because of the timing, voters may soon decide both the winner of the White House and Trump's legal fate.
NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following the prosecution. Carrie, this summer, the Supreme Court dealt a blow to this January 6th case against Trump when it ruled that he had some immunity. So how has the Justice Department responded since?
This case has actually been on pause for 8 months while we waited for the Supreme Court to act, and the court ruled former President Trump and future presidents have at least presumptive immunity from criminal liability for their official acts. That's why the special counsel in this case, Jack Smith, obtained a new indictment just in the last week. Smith scrapped part of the case that accused Donald Trump of leaning on the Justice Department to advance bogus theories of election fraud, and prosecutors also removed some references to what Trump's White House aides told him about the election in late 2020, all to respond to the Supreme Court ruling. But Trump has called these new charges election interference. He claims they violate DOJ policy about taking big steps too close to an election. I asked the Attorney General Merrick Garland about that. He stood up for his prosecutors.
The special counsel is required by the regulations to follow the policies of the Justice Department, including the election sensitivities policies, and I'm quite confident that he did so.
So, Carrie, now it's up to the judge in Washington to figure out which parts of this January 6th case against Trump can move forward. Any clues on how she might proceed?
This judge, Tanya Chutkan, has been firm but fair in this case so far. She's a former public defender. She's also handed out some tough sentences against the lower-level people involved in the Capitol riot. Now she's got to figure out how to draw this line. Which of Donald Trump's actions in the White House were part of his job as president, and which were more about personal gain and his behavior as a candidate for office? Now, there's no way this gets resolved before the election, and it might not even go to trial next year in 2025, because the Supreme Court might get involved again. Law professor Randall Eliason says one of the big fights will be about former Vice President Mike Pence.
The vice president is kind of a gray area, so that will be a major source of contention. Smith is arguing that what Mike Pence did here was not in his role as vice president, but in his constitutional role as president of the Senate, the legislative role.
And prosecutors say there's no role for the president or the vice president in counting the votes. So the prosecutor's argument is that testimony about pressuring Mike Pence should be in bounds for this case. If the judge agrees and the case survives the election, a jury might someday hear from Mike Pence or at least see some of the notes he took. Prosecutors also say they have other evidence they want to introduce, perhaps things we don't even know about yet, but we may not read or hear about them before November.
One more thing really quick. A different federal court today in Los Angeles, where I'm at, another high-profile case. Tell us about that.
Jury selection starts today in L.A. in the tax fraud case against the current president's son, Hunter Biden. He's pleaded not guilty, but prosecutors have developed a pile of evidence about the salacious ways he spent money while hooked on drugs and while they say he failed to pay his taxes.
NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson, thanks.
My pleasure.